Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know I definitely am because we made it to Friday.
Friday, mother effing Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend, weekend.
It's Friday, Friday, it's Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, weekend. It's Friday, Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying, 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 partying. Fun, 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 fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
That felt good.
I
like to jump on a Friday
pumping
with you guys. Yeah. Now let's get to our contestant. We have Richard from Granite Falls. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning. Can you hear me? Yes.
We can hear you. Now, Steve, you need to leave.
Okay, bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Richard has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
What is the first name of Jimmy John's founder?
Pass.
What TV show did Private Practice spin off from?
Holy crap. I don't know. Pass.
A.C. Green was the first player to play 1,000 consecutive games in what sport?
Baseball.
No.
Hockey.
No.
Football.
No. Affecting the central nervous system of mammals, what is the common name for hydrophobia?
Phobia. Jeez. Hypothermia?
No.
I don't know, pass.
Which movie's sequel featured the subtitle Road Warrior?
Mad Max.
Yes, Mariner 4 sent the first pictures of which planet back to Earth?
Pluto.
No.
Uranus.
No.
Neptune.
No. Which U.S. state is known as the Beaver State?
Beaver State. Virginia.
No.
Kansas.
No.
Montana.
No. Richard,
oh my God,
you are number one this fine Friday.
Wow.
Number one in our hearts. Steve, welcome back.
Hello.
How's that coffee going down?
Delicious.
Good, because I hope you're ready for this.
Oh, crap.
Are you ready for this?
Showtime.
What is the first name of Jimmy John's founder?
Jimmy?
Yes. What TV show did Private Practice spin off from?
Oh, crap. I don't know. ER?
No.
Grey's Anatomy?
Yes. A.C. Green was the first player to play 1,000 consecutive games in what sport?
Football.
No.
Basketball.
Yes. Affecting the central nervous system of mammals, what is the common name for hydrophobia?
Fear of swimming?
No.
Fear of water?
No.
Common name. Amphibian.
No. What movie's sequel featured the subtitle Road Warrior?
Mad Max.
Yes. Mariner 4 sent the first pictures of which planet back to Earth?
That would be Uranus, Tyrant.
It would not be.
Oh, dang it. Mars?
Yes. Which U.S. state is known as the Beaver State?
Oh, our friends down south in Oregon.
That's right. In what decade did the first Legoland open?
What decade? 70s?
No.
60s?
Yes. What continent has the most countries?
Africa.
Yes. What is a shark's skeleton made of?
Skeleton made of bones?
No.
rubber.
No. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 correct. And that is a big victory. 8-1.
Oh,
sorry,
man.
Richard.
Well, Richard. We should give
okay.
One. Come on. He can do better than that.
Well, neither of you knew that the... It affects the central nervous system of mammals. It is hydrophobia, better known as rabies. And then a shark's skeleton is made of cartilage.
Okay.
There you go. Hey, congratulations on your big victory.
I was nervous that entire game. This is the first time you had me duped. I thought for sure Richard did well.
I punked you real good.
Yeah.
The Daily Migs Show.
In Australia, they're called Molly Dukers.
Oh, man.
Fun fact.
Back in my rave days, that was my nickname.
Molly Duker. Some of our most favorite musicians are left-handers. And I'm not just talking about you, Steve Miggs. Here's another example.
Excuse me while I kiss this guy.
I would say with confidence that Jimi Hendrix is the most famous left-handed musician.
Correct. I think that's a fact.
And I love that back in the day, like, there weren't... Maybe there were, and he just didn't like them, but there weren't lefty-style guitars for you to have, so he just flipped a righty-style guitar and just restrung it, I think.
A total pioneer.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure he restrung it. I knew some guy, one of my old bandmates, he was a lefty, and he flipped the guitar and didn't restring it, so he strummed up as opposed to like a down strum.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he would strum up. It was so weird, but it made such a cool sound.
Fun fact, that's how the guy from the Ataris does it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Chris Rowe, he's always done it that way. And he's just like, I just learned how to play that way. And it's so weird to watch him play, to think about like doing chords backwards like that.
Oh dude, when I would play with that guy, that's weird because we once got to open for the Ataris. Yeah. And I wonder if they noticed, like, you know how like that Spider-Man meme where you kind of point at each other and just like, wait a second, you play the guitar just as weird as I do. I wonder if they even noticed that. But I'm like, when I would be playing, I would look at my buddy Josh and watch him play the guitar. And I'm just like, the hell are you doing, man? None of this makes sense.
No, but as the resident lefty on the show, you want to put us to the test, Steve.
Yes, I found some other bands that have lefty members in them, and I want you to figure out which member of the band is a lefty.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll start off with this one. I feel like this one should be pretty easy, but you know what? Maybe it's just because I'm a lefty and, you know.
You guys are all real connected.
We're all in the know. That's like a little cult.
Group chat.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's Paul McCartney.
I didn't even have to give you multiple choice.
Yeah.
Danny, do you think it's Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, or John Lennon?
It's John Lennon, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep, Paul McCartney, lefty bassist, played the guitar lefty as well.
I only know this because I'm a Beatles freak.
That's one of my favorite Beatles songs.
Look at that.
The funniest thing, I didn't even know that was the Beatles.
Oh my gosh, Danny.
Well, you know, Aerosmith covered it, and a lot of people know it for the Aerosmith cover, and then even Godsmack covered that song too.
Did they?
Not a lot of people know that
I
one
did
for
not.
Me. Yes, clear. All right, here we'll go back to the Pacific Northwest. We'll go with this band, and I'll have some multiple choice for you guys there. Okay.
Let's go cracking.
Okay, sorry. Of course, Nirvana. Do you think it's Chris Novoselic, their bassist, Kurt Cobain, or Dave Grohl? Taryn, what are you thinking?
I'm going to say Kurt Cobain.
Kurt Cobain. Danny?
Kurt Cobain.
Yep.
Only reason I know that one is because I remember trying to learn Smells Like Teen Spirit on guitar, and I was watching a video, and I could not figure it out, and I realized, oh, it's because he's playing a different kind of guitar.
Oh, that's funny. You would think because watching it, it would almost be like a mirror. Yeah, a mirror image. So you're like, okay, I can figure it out. That's where his hand went.
Nope.
All right, well, maybe this one might be a little bit harder. So far, you guys are crushing it. Of course, this is Black Sabbath. Now, we won't count Ozzy because, well, he's a singer, so it doesn't matter if he's holding the microphone in his left or right hand. So I don't know if he's a lefty or a righty. But do you think it's Geezer Butler, their bassist? Bill Ward, do you think the drummer is the lefty? Or guitarist Tony Iommi? Danny, what are you feeling?
I'm going to go Bill Ward.
That's their drummer.
I'm going to go Tony Iommi.
Taryn Daly nailed it. Lefty Riffmeister. I think that was his nickname.
That sounds like a nickname.
He had a custom left-handed SG as well and a whole lot. Yeah, I mean, he's right up there as one of the greatest guitarists of all time.
For sure.
Starting to notice a trend. Kurt Cobain, Tony Iommi, Jimi Hendrix.
and the great Steve Miggs.
Okay, we got one more for you. Smashing Pumpkins. Do you think it's guitarist James Iha, singer and guitarist Billy Corgan, or drummer Jimmy Chamberlain? Jimmy Chamberlain.
You know what? I'm going to double down on that with Danny.
Wrong. Actually, it's a trick question because it's Billy Corgan, but he was a righty. But sometimes he would write songs lefty just to kind of change things up and kind of mess with his own brain and his own creative juices.
Interesting.
Yeah, so he would experiment with playing things on the lefty to see if he could come up with a different riff.
Oh, my gosh.
Pretty cool.
That is very cool. Congratulations to all the lefties out there for being awesome.
I appreciate you for that. The Daily Migs
Show. New passion of
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ours, okay. Steve. One of those things was a piece of yard art that's actually a birdhouse on the very top. It kind of looks like almost like an Eiffel Tower base with a birdhouse way up tall. It's like probably 8 feet tall.
8 feet tall.
It's huge.
What does something like that cost you?
I mean, originally it was like up near $200, but we got it for $95.
Oh, it's like you got it for free.
Pretty much. It was very, very good deal.
Where do you get something like this?
We got it at the Spare Room on Kamano Island, which is like this little kind of yard art, funky, vintage, flea markety type store.
I don't know why, but I was picturing like it was like on like a corner of like a street. You know, sometimes people have like different things.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like chainsaw, like, you know, carved out bears, yep, and all that. Like, I always see those like in the corners. I was thinking like you just pulled up to a, like, you're like, oh crap, I don't have a Father's Day gift. Let me just grab something.
Load
from
it up.
This dude in the corner of this and this.
They have all sorts of cool stuff. They've got like, gotcha, the big Sasquatches and big giant roosters and things like that for your yard. But we got this big birdhouse, and then Brad got a field guide for birds of the Pacific Northwest because we have become bird people.
How did that even start?
You know, it's... The gateway was the hummingbird feeder. We started, okay, with one hummingbird feeder, then we got two. This year we have three, and now we have two bird feeders. And now
many
we got
folks just don't get it.
How many bird feeders do you have, Danny?
Zero, Steve.
Same,
what?
Same. Yeah, I've done. Why am I? I'm going broke feeding my two dogs and my child. I don't need to add birds into the mix. They won't even appreciate it.
The amount of money that we're now dropping on birdseed is kind of insane, but we love it. Like on the weekends, we'll sit outside watch the birds, yeah, and then we're like, oh my God, is that a Western tanager? Holy crap, there's a male spotted towhee. Did you see that? There's the Stellar's Jays. There's two of them up there.
City folks just don't get it.
So do you have like a book where you're like looking at the bird to see if it's the right type of bird?
So we didn't have the book until Father's Day. I ordered one for Brad that's, you know, specifically for the PNW, and now we've just been like nerding out on it, looking up all these different birds.
Is there an app where you can like take a picture of the bird and it'll tell you what kind of bird it is? I wonder.
I'm sure that there is.
Yeah.
But it's become very, very fun. Like
you would have lost it then, because at the last DOA wrestling show I did in Portland, I wish I had a chance to talk to this woman, but I couldn't find her afterwards. As I'm walking around doing right before my match, yelling at people and getting everything all riled up, I look into the crowd and there's a woman who has a freaking pigeon on her shoulder. It was like her pet pigeon, like an emotional support pigeon. And I've never seen something like that before. And it was like the talk of the locker room, like, hey, did you see the lady with the pigeon on her shoulder?
Oh my
and I'm
gosh.
Like, yeah, wow, of course I did. Who shows up to an event, a loud wrestling event, and has a bird on their shoulder, and the bird stayed there the whole time?
Was it enjoying it? Who was the bird rooting for?
It wasn't rooting for me. It said mean things to me.
Oh, no. Well, what's something odd, I mean, aside from wrestling, something odd that you've become a nerd over?
Become a nerd? I mean, I think, I don't know if I would say I'm becoming a nerd over it, but I'm definitely fascinated by it, so I guess I am, is whenever my child is obsessed with a YouTube show. I just want to know how much money, how many views, like how, what is the backstory? Like, why is Ryan and his family doing this now? Oh, his mom was once a teacher. Oh, and then she gave up being a teacher. I get really into the backstory behind, like, the engineering family or like this sugar star woman. I want to know what they're all about and what led to them doing this, because clearly they're making a lot of money doing it now.
You are like an archivist.
Yeah, I don't know what you would call it, but I guess a nerd.
You're after the origin stories. You could start putting together documentaries about the YouTube people.
I kind of want to, because, I mean, mainly it's because I think it's stupid and I hate that my child likes them. Mm-hmm. And like, we constantly, like, we limit the amount. But when I watch her and she's so fascinated by it, and I know other children are too, I'm like, how did they even figure this out?
I mean, there's a method to their madness, for sure.
Yeah.
So you're a nerd over the origin story of YouTube stars. I'm a bird nerd. What about the Rockaholics? What's that odd thing that you have become a total nerd over? Call now, 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Migs Show.
What would somebody say that you are a total nerd over? 206-803-ROCK.
Nerd!
Steve, someone on hold is a major flower nerd over a very specific type of flower.
Are we talking flower like F-L-O-W-E-R or F-L-O-U-R?
Yes. The first one, not okay. The baking flower.
You never know.
We'll talk with them in just a moment. But first, Amy from Stanwood, tell us what you nerd out over.
Well, I've been nerding out over bread pudding lately.
Like making it yourself or going to places and trying their bread pudding?
Oh, no, no. I make the best bread pudding.
Prove it.
What is involved? I've personally never made bread pudding. What does it take to make bread pudding?
I guess it's just the love that I put into it, because I really don't know. I guess really what it is the chocolate chips, but they're white chocolate chips, and you put in just enough to where you're wanting more.
Oh.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, are there different flavors of bread pudding? Excuse my bread pudding ignorance.
Well, some people use raisins. I don't do raisins. Uh-oh. Some people, you know, you can make different ones, but I've got it down. I'm telling you.
Why do we hate raisins all of a sudden?
I've got to make some for you guys so you can judge it.
I would love to try. Have you ever done it with peanut butter chips?
You know, that's so weird that you said that, because I have some and I'm going to try that today.
Oh,
please call back tomorrow. And let me know how that goes. Cause that sounds like somebody right up my wheelhouse.
100%. Wait, no, but raisins in anything ruins it.
Yeah. Why are we hating raisins?
Raisins are the worst.
When did this happen? It's like, first we find out that nobody likes ketchup. Now all of a sudden nobody likes raisins.
Yeah. Steve, you just have no taste buds.
Apparently I live in a weird world of ketchup and raisins.
Oh,
my God. I'll just take a handful of raisins and eat them. To me, that's like one of the best snacks.
I feel sorry for you.
Get all stuck in your teeth. 206.
Oh, sorry.
803-ROCK. Joe Dredd in West Seattle, what is something that you're a total nerd over?
Yeah. Well, good morning, guys. Yeah, about 8-10 years ago, I started doing this thing. Oh, I've got a yard. I could plant anything I want, and I started planting sunflowers. The sunflowers are just awesome. They put a smile on your face. And I got to the point where I would harvest the seeds and plant them the next year. So one day I decided, you know what, I'm just going to carry these seeds and a little digging tool and run around Seattle and just put them wherever I can to see if they grow. And if you drive down 2nd Avenue through Belltown, there's those planters between the bike path and the cars. Down there, all between Denny and Virginia, you will find my sunflowers growing there every summer.
Wait, Joe Dredd, the sunflower man?
Oh, I'm the sunflower king, my friend.
I was going to say sunflower fairy, but you guys, you know, make whatever happen on the business
cards.
Wow,
look at you. Yeah. We're trying to make it masculine.
I have a greenhouse at home, and every year, every spring, I start some at home, and typically I will start about 300 sunflowers, and I always give them to my friends. And right now I have 5 different strains going.
Man, now that my daughter would lose her mind. She loves sunflowers.
I've never even tried growing them at my house, Joe, but I think that you might be my sunflower seed dealer now.
Well, you know, if you want some starts, I have some extras. But right now I've got this fascination for a style. I couldn't get them to grow before. I got one to grow last year, and I got all the seeds from it. Have you ever seen a teddy bear sunflower?
No.
Look it up. Look it up. They're very fluffy.
So are we going to see at the next, the Kiss tribute band that you're in, Almost Human, at the next Almost Human show, is it going to be like your bass rig is going to have a bunch of sunflowers on top of it?
You damn right it won't.
Love you, Joe.
206-803-ROCK. Bob from Tacoma. What would someone say that you're a total nerd over?
Boy, how in the hell do I follow that guy?
I know you learned something new about your friend Joe. All of a sudden, he's planting sunflowers all over Seattle. I love that.
Well, I'm a total nerd for hummingbirds, so I've probably got 85 different plants in my backyard that hummingbirds love. And I got a tip for you, Karen. With your feeders, make sure that you change the water every 4 days.
Every 4 days?
Yeah, because there's a fungus that'll start in that, and it makes it so it'll kill the hummingbirds eventually. So you don't want to do that.
Okay, I was doing it every Sunday, but I need to do it every 4 days.
You murderer.
Yeah, during the summer because it gets pretty hot. But no, I'll sit on my deck and I've got hummingbirds that'll land on my shoulder and stuff. It's really cool.
Okay, that is life goals for me, Bob.
Bob, more importantly, do you like raisins?
No.
Huh.
No.
Hang up on him. Hang up on him.
Bob is the man.
The Daily Migs Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.